You've heard it called?
Sweet corn and roasting ears.
Which would you?
I would say sweet corn myself.
What about the green covering on the corn? That's the...
Shuck.
And the green stuff?
Silks.
And the thing that goes at the top of the corn stalk?
At the top?
Mm-hmm. The little bunch that's stringy.
The corn silks you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Well, there may be more than that, but I don't know.
What do you call the white flat kind of squash?
What do you call it?
Does it have a special name?
I think it does, but I can't think of it.
Is that what you meant by white squash?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows in the woods or fields after it rains?
A mushroom.
What, is there another name for them?
Toadstool.
Is there a difference?
Well, no. When I was a child, we called them both.
And what different kinds of melons do people get around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, mushmelons. I think a mushmelon and a cantaloupe is the same thing. I'm not sure. But we get cantaloupes and watermelons.
And something people smoke would be?
Cigarettes.
And?
Cigars.
Say someone offered to do you a favor, but you didn't want to feel like you owed them anything. You say, well, I don't want to feel
obligated.
And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure,
I will do it.
Or if they ask you if you're able, you say, sure,
I'm able.
Okay. Or I what do it, I. Or if you weren't able to, they'd ask you, can you do that? And you'd say, no,
I'm unable to do it.
Okay. You'd say, I'd like to help you, but
I'm just unable to help you.
And if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and
I'm tired.
Okay, or what all I'm going to do today.
I've worked all I'm going through today.
Do you ever say, I've done work, or I've done any work all I'm going through?
I don't.
And you say, there was a really bad accident up the road, but they wanted to use and call the doctor, because by the time we got there, the person was, what?
Dead.
Or
was already dead.
Do you ever say, was done dead?
No.
And you tell someone, you're not doing what you...
What you should do?
Or even another way of saying
what
that.
You ought to do?
And if the child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he did something he
ought not to have done.
And if he just refused to do something, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
refuse.
Or I just what do that? I just.
No matter when that I'm mixed up.
And they say, will you do that? You say, no, I
will not do that.
Or another way of saying that, no, I
won't do that.
And you say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
will.
Okay.